Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice.
The following audio clip is a consultation with April, who has a urinary tract infection.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Come in.
Hiya.
Hi, April.
Hiya, how have you been?
I'm well, thanks.
I wasn't expecting to get an appointment so soon this morning. I think I might have a water infection now. I've asked for this. I'm sorry, it's quite a feeble attempt.
No, that's probably all I need.
Right, okay. It's just I'm having, like, pain when I need to go to the toilet, when I'm going to the toilet and after I've been.
Okay.
And it's, like, all along the bottom, so it feels a bit like a water infection.
Yeah. When did that start?
About three days ago.
Okay. You think it's probably a water infection?
I think so, yeah.
Was there some other issue that you were hoping to raise today, or was it just that?
No, it was just that. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
Perhaps I could touch base with you also about your contraceptive needs while we're...
I've just had the implant taken out.
Yeah.
My periods had stopped and I was just feeling really poorly, kind of around the time I would have had a period. I was having headaches for about 2 weeks, just sick, dizzy, just because they weren't happening. It had stopped them altogether.
Okay.
Nothing's happened yet since I've had it taken out.
Okay.
So
we're going to concentrate on your priority, which is really regarding these waterwork symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything else apart from that?
No.
Not that. Okay. Okay. You felt it was a water infection because of previous experience, or?
It just feels like that. It's just like when I need to go to the toilet.
You've had them before?
Yeah, a long time ago since I've had, because usually I've got them and I don't know I've got them.
Ah, okay. So... You're not particularly prone to them, but you have had them before.
I've had them in the past, yeah, but sometimes I just get back pain with them.
Ah, so they're sometimes being a bit difficult to pick up.
Yeah.
Okay. No back pain at the moment, though. So it's just that lower tummy discomfort that you've described. And when you go, it
and
hurts.
And I'm quite regular as well, apart from
so you go more
morning.
Often than usual as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Could it be anything else?
No, not as far as I know.
Can I just ask some personal questions at the moment?
Sure.
When was your last period?
Probably about 4 months ago.
Okay, and that's because of the implant.
Because of the implant, yeah.
So we're not surprised about that. Mm. Is there any chance that you could be pregnant?
None at all.
Do you mind me just delving into that a little bit?
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
You're taking precautions or you're not having sex?
I'm just not having sex. My partner's having a bit of an issue at the minute. So at the minute it's not, so...
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Is that something you're comfortable to talk about?
Probably more so than him, because he won't go to the doctors about it.
Okay.
But it's nothing I can do, really, so it's up to him.
Well, is he a patient with us here as well?
Yes, yeah.
So if that's something that he'd be comfortable to talk about with you there, or without him, I'd be delighted to support him.
I have told him to come, but he thinks he's going to need an operation, so he's just reluctant to come.
Can you tell me a bit more?
Quite graphically, his foreskin, when it's not stretching anymore, so he feels like it's like splitting and it's really painful.
Okay, common problem.
He's like, he's in his 50s, kind of 51, and I think, I don't know if it's an age thing or if it's just something that happens.
To be something that just happens.
It just happens,
to check there's nothing serious going on there, no ulceration around there at all?
No.
And he's well in himself otherwise?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's still interested in having sex, but it's painful for him, and it splits.
Well, he hasn't. We haven't for a while now.
Is he able to masturbate?
I don't know.
So I'm sure I can help him. How's all this affecting you?
To be quite honest, it's not really, because I don't know, I think I've just got that much other stuff going on, work and just the kids. I've just become a granny.
Congratulations. That looks as if it's a positive thing for you.
She's absolutely beautiful. She was born in November, but no, there's just I think it's just an issue for him because he, for some reason, he just won't go to the doctor's about it. But he's thinking, well, I've Googled it and it looks like I'm going to have an operation. It's like, well...
Yeah. Your libido okay?
Yeah.
Normally enjoy it, but it's just not happening at the moment. Is that much of an issue?
Actually, no. I mean, I'm not too bothered, actually. Kind of past few years, I haven't really...
Less interested?
Yeah.
Is that a concern to you or between the two of you?
To be honest, no, and even less so now that he's the way he is.
Fine. I mean, if it's not a priority, that's absolutely fine. Mm. But can I double check? Because sometimes that lack of libido can be related to another problem. Mm. Do you think it might be?
Sometimes I just put it down to stress and just being tired and, you know, just having...
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're working hard from the sound of things.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that involve?
I've got a cleaning and gardening business.
Okay. So business is going okay.
Oh, yeah. Really busy.
But busy.
Yeah.
But good busy.
It's hard work.
Mood's okay?
Yes. I get a bit anxious at times, though. Just worrying about me, mum. I didn't even come in for that.
Do you mind me asking a little bit about your mum?
What was the year? The year after I had cancer, my mum was diagnosed with breast cancer again for the second time.
Mm.
She had a mastectomy. But she's just not been well recently at all. She's been to the doctors and they just say, if it's like that next week, come back. And I'm just worried about her. She's just tired all the time. And
is she a patient here too?
No.
No.
She's up at the one at Burnside.
Is she getting support from her doctor? Is her doctor aware of the issues?
Yeah, but I mean, she's getting breathless. Okay. Feels like she's got the flu, but kind of, but not.
Yeah.
I mean, they did take her off the calcium tablets because they put her on these tablets for her cancer that takes calcium out of her bones. Mm-hmm. So they gave her like a calcium supplement and they had to take her off them because it was like when you... going to fall asleep because you've got too much calcium in you.
Got
it. So they took her off them. And she takes...
Is the cancer spread?
No.
It's just localised in the breast. And she had an operation for that.
She had a mastectomy,
And she's on medication.
Yeah,
I have. So there's some difficulties as well, isn't there? Okay.
Yeah. But she's just...
A lot of weight on your shoulders then in terms of... because your mum's important to you, yeah? Can I just check domestic arrangements at the moment? Who's in your house at the moment these days?
Myself, my partner, my young son who's 10.
Yeah.
And my eldest, but he's kind of living at his girlfriend's mum's at the minute she's had the baby.
And you've been together with your partner for how long now?
Oh, about 18 years.
Yeah, okay. And your partner is just the father of your son?
My youngest son.
Youngest son, the 10-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you mind me asking a really personal question, if that's okay?
Yeah.
Are you having sexual contact with anyone else?
No.
No. Okay. So we're not thinking this is likely to be a sexually transmissible infection?
No.
You've never had chlamydia?
No.
Okay. And no discharge from down below? And when you've had sex, it's not been painful when you've been having sex?
No.
No. Okay. So we're thinking really a water infection on this one, aren't we?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
These are very typical symptoms of that. Mm-hmm. But no fever, your weight's been okay, your general health's okay, a lot of stress, and that's having an influence probably on your libido, and particularly worried about your mum, and obviously tackling her problems, and hopefully tackling your partner's problems as well.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps would be the keys to helping you feel a bit brighter, wouldn't they? Okay.
Just lying in bed at night, just waiting for the phone to ring. Just lying there expecting it to ring all the time, like something's happened to me, mum or my dad. Just, she was taken into hospital there. It was a while ago now.
Yeah.
We thought she was having a heart attack, like chest pains and that, but I mean, it turned out to be kind of, they thought it was nerve pain from like a long wear of scar is.
Yeah.
But it's just, I go to bed and I'm just waiting for the phone to ring all the time. It's just like an anxious kind of thing.
When you've been troubled with anxiety in the past, has there been anything that's been useful to help you with that?
I don't know. Just, no, not really. I mean, you gave us the diazepam when I was poorly myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped, but I take citalopram at the minute and I don't really like taking a lot of medicines.
Mm, okay. Can I check regarding the citalopram? You know that you shouldn't be using anti-inflammatory painkillers without our input because citalopram slightly increases the risk of you bleeding.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't use anything but paracetamol.
Yes. And the dose of citalopram you're using is
20 milligrams,
and that's suiting you okay at the moment.
Yeah.
Can you give me an anxiety score overall at the moment? So 10's the worst, and 0's the best. Where would you be on that scale?
It's 7.
Yeah, okay.
But so that's just been sent to me. Mum hasn't been right.
So it's substantial, isn't it? Have you been on a higher dose in the past?
I was on 30.
Oh, 30. And how did that suit you?
Yeah, it was okay. But, I mean, I did try to come off them.
Yeah.
It was probably on your record, Sam. I can't remember when it was.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like things are a bit more difficult for you at the moment. Did anything else help you cope with your anxiety levels being bad? I know we only used the diazepam for a very short period of time,
yeah,
didn't we?
I only took about 5, to be honest.
Are you feeling that diazepam would be helpful for you as a security blanket at the moment, or not really?
Not really, no. It's not something that I want to kind of...
And were talking therapies helpful to help you cope with that anxiety?
I don't know. I mean, I was seeing a counsellor. Well, I thought it was one of the Macmillan counsellors, but it wasn't. It was one of the counsellors that was just came from the Sunland site somewhere.
How long ago was it?
It was when I was having my treatment.
Yeah.
But to be quite honest, it was okay while I was just talking to her about the illness and stuff.
Yeah.
But then she was wanting to probe into stuff that, you know, stuff that had happened years ago, and I just couldn't do it.
It wasn't useful. And that's an unusual approach. Sometimes it's helpful to talk about what happened before, but most of the time it's helpful to focus on the future, isn't it? And have the sort of therapies that help you cope better.
Yeah.
So, and that can be available if you want it, and that sort of thing. There's a choice, really, of things that work for talking therapies for people like you who don't want to delve into what's happened in the past.
Yeah.
Looking forward with mindfulness or cognitive behavioural therapy often works for that. So that's available to you if you want it.
Yeah.
So let me know.
Yeah.
Can I double check, in terms of the symptoms that you first presented with when you were diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you've had none of those recently?
No.
Okay. Weight's been steady, eating okay, no lumps or bumps, and no night sweats or anything like that?
No. I mean, I do get quite hot on the night time, round about my period, when it's due.
Yeah.
But I've always had that. Okay. And I've been getting a few hot flush kind of things on the night time.
Okay.
But nothing really.
How old was your mum when she went through the change, do you know?
I think she was in her 50s.
Yeah, okay.
I can't remember.
So the flushes are becoming more of an issue, let us know.
Yeah.
I promised that I would touch upon the contraception side of things. Because you've had some lower tummy pain, what I'm going to do today is we'll treat you for a water infection, but we'll send the urine sample off to confirm that you're on the right treatment and if your symptoms aren't getting better within 2 or 3 days.
Sorry, I couldn't.
No.
I wasn't expecting to get an appointment as soon as I'd already...
So what we'll do is we'll actually get you to produce a larger sample before you leave today, because I'm sure you'll be able to manage that before you go.
Okay.
And we'll send that off to the lab to get them to double check for you. But if your symptoms aren't improving, then we can always see you. That will guide your future treatment.
Right.
So, okay. Just we don't need to check your weight today because we've done that relatively
recently.
No,
I'll tell you what it is. It's 9/11 because I've just started a healthy eating thing and I've lost 4-5 pounds.
Brilliant. That's good to hear. Set your coat off. So your temperature's normal. We're going to lay you up on the couch and just have a look at how we feel. That's okay. The bowels have been okay.
Yeah, fine. I'm living on fruit and
vegetables at the moment. Great. You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Cut out all the biscuits and all the... Can I give you your tummy so you just loosen those buttons? That would be great.
Sorry, let me
watch out
some of the
biscuits. So no lumps of bumps that you've noticed at all. Well, I haven't found anything that I'm worried about there at all. Nice regular pulse. And no particular tenderness in your tummy and your kidneys.
Right, that's right.
Because you've had this flank pain before when you had a bad mucus infection, then there's no suggestion of that either, which is great. Good, great. Are you allergic to anything you know of?
I think erythromycin.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't usually use that for a water infection. I was going to suggest nitrofurantoin.
I've had trimethoprim for a water infection.
We sometimes use that, but that's normally a second-line treatment that we use these days because nitrofurantoin seems to be the first-line choice. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, I've never had it before.
It's usually a five-day treatment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So use it until your symptoms have gone, and if your symptoms haven't gone at the end of those 5 days, then let me know.
Right.
If you're poorly, you're getting that flank pain coming, and you're feeling really unwell with a persistent fever.
Has it already gone to your kidneys, or it's on
it can do. It can suggest that that's the case, and in which case we sometimes use a slightly different antibiotic for that.
Right.
But if you're poorly, vomiting repeatedly, severe tummy pain, high fevers, that sort of thing, then we need to know about it. And obviously, if you're vomiting, then you're not going to be able to keep your antibiotics down anyway. So it's helpful for us to see you under those circumstances urgently, if that's okay. So from the other point of view of the other issues, we wanted to touch upon contraception before you left to make sure that, even though it's not a priority for you, that you've got some thoughts in your mind for next time we talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that Michelle Rogerson's been talking to you about your contraceptive needs as well. Is it helpful for me to go over ground with you today?
It's not really needed at the minute.
Okay. So not a priority, but where are you going to go from here when you need something?
Well, I would come straight back. I mean, I'd probably be reluctant to get the implant back in.
Are you good at pills?
I used to take the pill before I had the implant, so I'd probably go back.
And you're not a smoker?
No, I don't smoke or drink.
So what about a mini pill for you?
I mean, because they were saying I wouldn't need something really high because of my age.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, your fertility is less at this sort of age anyway. The downside of the mini pill is it won't necessarily give you a predictable withdrawal bleed.
Right, okay.
But for a lot of women, a third of women will find that they don't have a period.
Is there any pills you shouldn't take if you've previously had cancer or not?
We do need to be very cautious about things that have got estrogen in.
Right, okay.
Depending on the type of cancer that you've got. Mm-hmm. But that's usually for breast cancers that are estrogen receptor positive.
Right,
so for the type of cancer that you've had in the past, so that's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, there's not a particular issue with that.
Right.
So it could be acceptable for you to use a combined pill. Mm-hmm. But the problem with the combined pill is it does increase your risk of clots.
Right. So that might not... Is that like the Cerazette?
So Cerazette would be the mini pill, which is the progesterone-only one. Yeah. And did that suit you okay?
I think it did,
So that might be the one that you choose with our support. But it doesn't sound like you want that today. Let's treat you for your water infection.
Okay. If Ian decides that he needs some help.
All the other things that we need to think about. So the next priority, I think, that you've shared with me now is really the stress and everything that's going on in your life. It doesn't sound like you want talking therapies just yet, but we can give you the number if that would be helpful to you.
Yeah.
So that's available to you as and when you need it. But you might choose to increase your citalopram to either 30 or 40 because that seemed to be helpful to you when you were going through a stressful patch before. No need to make a decision today.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I mean, I've been on citalopram for it must be about coming up 10 years now. And I think it was about... I can't even remember when it was. Last year I was feeling okay and I tried to come off it. Now, the GP had... It turns out that they said that he tried to take us off it too quick. It was over 3 weeks.
If you're finding that there's still a lot going on in your life, whether they're good or bad things, it's probably not a good time to be adjusting in terms of bringing the dose down. But certainly when things are a little bit more difficult for you, under those circumstances, you might choose to increase the dose, and that can be helpful for you to help cope with a difficult period of time with anxiety.
How long you take these citalopram tablets for?
They're not dependence-forming, but they have small risks.
Right.
And the small risk really is it's the risk of bleeding that's the major issue.
Yeah.
And if you've been fine with them without any significant side effects, then they're pretty safe, to be fair.
Yeah.
So they're okay to use long-term if you need to use them. Absolutely.
Right, okay.
Are you comfortable with that?
I just wasn't sure if there was a time limit to how long you should be taking something like that.
From your partner's point of view, I'd be delighted to support and help him, and I can make a very positive diagnosis and almost certainly cure his problem.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of options for him. Often I would just prescribe an ointment that would work within 3 months and make that foreskin less tight.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially we might even think about a circumcision for him.
Mm-hmm.
But rather than him stewing about it,
he's better to
come in and discuss it and we can help him about that.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding what's going on with your mum, it sounds like she's needing lots of support. and consequently you're needing more support because of it. Shall I give you the talking therapist phone number?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, so we'll do that before you go. And I'll also give you a prescription for the nitrofurantoin today. Okay. So you're going to take that twice a day. I usually recommend when you use antibiotics, you use a probiotic as well.
Oh, like the yogurts or something.
Could use a probiotic yogurt, or you could use a probiotic capsule that you could get from a health food shop or from the internet.
Right,
okay. So there is a preparation called BioCult, which seems to be quite helpful for protecting against getting diarrhea caused by using antibiotics.
Right.
So that might be worthwhile considering as well. But yeah, if you prefer the probiotic yogurts, is a reasonable choice.
Right, okay.
You got any questions or anything that you wanted to explore further?
No.
A wee card here that tells you about the talking therapist's access. So increasing access to psychological therapists is what it's called, so it's talking therapies. But if you say, look, I've had some experience with counselling before, counselling wasn't the thing, I didn't want to delve into what happened in the past, I really wanted
to
be looking,
put us off,
looking towards the positives in the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mention mindfulness, mention cognitive behavioural therapy, they may be the ones that are suitable for you.
All right.
Yeah. Have we missed anything?
No.
Okay. So while if you're not feeling great, if you're starting to be a bit shivery, you can take paracetamol quite safely, but you shouldn't be using anti-inflammatory painkillers together with your citalopram.
I'll take paracetamol.
What should we do in terms of your citalopram dose?
Because my mum always said it's best to try and get off them when you've been on them for a long time. And
okay. How helpful have they been for you?
Oh, they've been wonders.
Okay. It's not the time. It's not the time, is it really? But I wouldn't feel guilty about needing them and using them because they're doing the job, aren't they, really? And I think that's important. I can see the extra strains that you're under, so it's important that we make sure that you don't feel guilty for having to use a medication that works really well for you. So I'm very happy if you decide to increase your citalopram to 30 or to 40.
Can I increase it to 30?
Yeah. I don't think they come in 30 milligram tablets.
No, I've just ordered them.
So I'll give you some 10s to go with the 20s.
I've just ordered some 20s, I didn't feel like crying when I came in.
I apologise for making it. You normally get 2 months at a time, but you can keep yourself safe. No thoughts of self-harm.
Oh, God, no.
Can I double check that we've done an ECG on you at some stage?
No. Last time I was in, I mentioned this. I was supposed to get... I thought it was yearly thyroid and heart checks after the treatment. Now when I've checked, he said that wasn't on the letter, but he said just come to the Well Woman clinic in September.
Well, I'd be delighted for us to do annual thyroid test. That's absolutely fine,
because I've been discharged from the haematology section and I'm only seen every year by the surgeon.
I don't think we need to necessarily do any blood tests, but if you're getting symptoms that make you think that it might have come back, then we could do that.
Yeah.
And if it would be helpful for you or reassuring to you, there is a blood test that we could think about doing that might help. It's called an LDH, but we wouldn't necessarily need to do that on a regular basis for you.
Right. Do you know, because my mum's had breast cancer twice now, but there isn't other many women in the family that have, a couple of my mum's cousins have had breast cancer. Do I have to have a test, or is that not the kind of the circumstances where I would have to see if I had the gene?
What age was your mum diagnosed?
50.
And was she
71.
Okay, has she had a genetic test?
No.
Okay.
But my gran, like on her side, she had never had cancer.
Yeah.
But her sister's.
And how old was your gran? When she never had cancer.
No.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring, isn't it?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So chances are it's not a one that's going to be.
Oh, well, it wasn't diagnosed particularly early on in your mum, so there's nothing pointing towards it being a particularly high. You having a particularly high risk of familial breast cancer. It's a fairly common diagnosis, to be fair. But you're breast aware, you know what you're looking out for.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's your extra dose of citalopram. You've already got the normal dose. You're going to
take this bottle away. So hand this in when you can before half past four.
Yeah, I'll bring it in when I finish work.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
What's the takeaway messages? What's the things that you're going to plan to do from here on in?
Well, I'm going to take another citalopram tonight. I might even have a word with Ian when I get home. Just trying to assure him that it doesn't always have to be surgery.
Yeah. We find that 70% of people with the problem that he's got will find that they can get away without surgery, with an ointment.
Right. So, I mean, I don't know if he's just anxious about missing work because he's one of the team leaders at Nissan. And yeah. I don't know if it's because of that or if it's just...
Well, if he needs a late appointment to see one of us, then I'd be delighted to make arrangements.
Or if he just wants
to speak on the phone in the first instance, we can make arrangements.
Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant, yeah.
Okay.
So this one's got to be filled up to the...
Fill it up to the fill point, that's absolutely fine.
Oh.
We'll discard that because it's a relatively small thing. But if your symptoms aren't improving within 5 days, then get back to us and let us know.
I will do. Well, thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome. Right.
Thank you.
All right.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.